Savage. What is up, Board 8? Welcome back to the Serious Business Podcast, because the Serious Board needs a serious podcast. Well, it wants a serious podcast, because I think it survived without us for, like, what, 4 or 5 weeks? I don't know. But I'll still say needs a serious podcast. I am your host, as always, Ice Hawk. Glad to be back. My sidekick, as always, Neon Reaper.
I'm feeling savage.
Savage. What an excellent song.
It's great. Did that make the contest?
Yeah.
The music?
Yeah.
Made the contest, but like Mario Brothers theme didn't.
Which is more important to video game history here? Savage, clearly. And our guest host this week, just, you know, going with the usual crew, just since we're back, Wigs.
Hey, what's up? The saint of all glory holes.
Yes. Okay.
I like to think that he won Survey Says. That's the official.
Yeah, sure.
I
held the Survey Says.
30%.
Whatever it was.
Right. I polled.
He saw the most vaginas in 3 weeks or something. I think that's what it was, right?
Oh, yes. With an astounding more than negative one.
How do you get to like negative? If you see Ed Bellis's dick, does that like put you down?
Is that my introduction?
Subtract a point, maybe two off for that.
And joining us from Florida, Ed Bellis's dick. How you doing?
Savage. Oh. Do you call your dick savage?
I can now.
Do you fuck dudes while playing that song?
I would love to do that. It's like my anthem. Okay, I know we're like really in the mood and the lighting is low. I just gotta go on YouTube real quick and put something on. Like, you're gonna really like it.
Oh man, what a song. Nia, did you play that clip there? What good timing. That was such good timing.
I was waiting for Ed Bellis to do it.
It's like we're a professional show.
Oh my God, we're all professionals here. All right.
Run down that road.
Well, we're skipping an interview this week. So let's move straight to the news. We have a lot to talk about. Big news. That Steiner's Mary thing is actually legit. And I think Coke.
Oh, Steiner!
I think, Coke's posted pictures today from, I guess, Facebook. So if you weren't friends with him, you had the pictures. Pretty interesting picture, I must say.
We got to put them on the topic if we can.
Oh, yeah. Search, if you haven't seen it, search Steiner and you'll find it. Or Tux. Anyway. So, yeah, the picture's out. First off, Nina, how do you feel about the fact that they got married?
I'm happy for Steiner. He stopped talking to me after I voted him off in a AIM mafia game like 2 years ago. So, because of that.
That will not influence Jan's opinion on the subject, though, right?
It's with the blue tie. So, as his groomsmen men? Or not men?
Oh my God!
Tell. Like this looks
that
like
one on the right. Chicks. I don't know.
The one
like chicks, like four chicks and two lesbians. I think
it's like it's the dude on the far right. He probably like just jacked off.
Yeah.
the other dude just totally face. Gay. And the chicks on the left are like 16, definite.
That's
jail
cool.
Bait. I mean, yeah. I'd do them, but. I'd fear going to prison afterwards.
Wait, this
You'd
is
be a little scared during the process.
It's England, though, right?
Yeah, it's in England. I don't know what's
so there. You know you can fuck like 14-year-olds,
that
right?
Lawless nation, you know you'll be fine.
I don't think they. Yeah, they don't enforce that stuff. That's just American, weird American thing.
American puritanical values.
I can't tell how old his I guess his wife looks. She looks like she could be like 18, 19. She looks legal at least.
Yeah, she's all right. She's better than anyone else there.
Her hair isn't as nice as...
No, I'd fuck the 16-year-old over his wife. Dude, those two guys are probably smiling so hardcore because, like, this is the closest they've ever been to, like...
To any chicks.
16-year-old chicks in their lives. This guy looks noticeably bigger. I noticed that I was like, you know, all he does is smoke pot and, like, have sex all day. So that's, like, why he's gained so much weight. And then sex expert Jacko, wait, isn't sex, like, exercise? So shouldn't he be losing weight?
Who said that?
Jackal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like all those times AKJ and Gamer Pan had sex, they were just burning the calories.
But that was a different time because now he just gets to sit there and listen to her bang some other guy.
Ah!
What?
Epic.
Oh, I guess that's me.
Oh, so what do you so what do you think of the marriage in general, Neon? You know, you went on some diatribe about fucking A-Mafia. Talking about marriage. You remember that time I voted you off in A-Mafia?
Yeah, remember that
time? He's at the wedding reception. Dude, you haven't talked to me since that A-Mafia.
That's what happened to him. I'm sure it'll go well. I don't know the girl. We talked to her on Skype once.
I wrote an
She didn't know the British word for toilet.
I just can't stop looking at this picture. It is the most, like, ridiculous picture. It's, like, the three ugliest dudes and then, like, a couple 16-year-olds.
Yeah, like, the girls are bangable.
Like, all these bangable 16-year-olds that are, like, oh,
sure they are. Picture.
Like, at least a head shorter than everyone else.
Yeah. Seriously.
And Ed, when you look at the picture, tell me that, like, what is it? GLBTA or whatever? Like, tell me that doesn't come up. Like, you're not thinking, like, these, you know, they're in a rainbow.
Is that, like, the new golfing league or something?
No, I could totally, like, Photoshop this and put, like, a rainbow behind it, and it would be, like, the banner for the Gay Pride Alliance.
You could put a double rainbow behind it, and it'd be...
Oh, two rainbow.
The guy on fucking the right rainbows. Looks like he just farted.
Yeah, so Steiner is, he does look like he just farted. That's it. He just
farted. It's not masturbated, it's farted.
And the girls are kind of turned on by it. That's why they have this kind of thing.
They are. They look very turned on. Yeah, that's like, what a girl looks like when she's turned on.
Since Steiner and the other guy are, like, trying to suppress their fear.
Fucking, Steiner and Garland they can't smell anymore from all the pot they smoked. And... Mm. He farted, so he's, like, kind of awkwardly smiling. The gay guy's like, ha, this is hilarious, he farted. The other girl's like,
oh. Yeah, so based on that, I guess my answer to the question is that I think their marriage would go well.
Well,
shit.
I totally took that seriously for a second. Yeah, from what I've talked, this is his first girlfriend. I understand why Steiner's doing it, because, like, he knows he'll never get a girl, like... Like, this girl's, like, what, maybe 6 out of 10, 6.5 on a 5's average scale. And, I don't think he can do any better than that. It's like, you know, it's like when you play...
10 out of 10 for him on his scale.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, it'd be a 10 out of 10 on a Coffee Ninja scale, too.
Yeah, it might not have 9.5 out of 10 on Aldi's scale.
We found a way to talk about the hottest chick you know thing without a...
It was a good topic.
So, yeah, I don't think it's going
to
go well.
Well, congratulations to Steiner, who won't listen to any of my audio because I kicked him out of a AIM Mafia game once. It happened, man.
That really needed to come up at the wedding reception, I think.
Yeah, I know. I didn't be there.
I just
should have made a speech.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's something about this picture that's just completely intoxicating.
I could have dressed up like a bridesmaid and then, like, at, like, the last second, been right there and, like, take two steps over and confront him. Like, you stop talking to me. I thought you were scum.
Like, he doesn't have any opposition to the wedding. He just wants to talk about the
pound thing. Vote, Steiner.
Look, I don't know about you guys. Is there something, like, weirdly intoxicating about this picture? It's just so strange.
Yeah, I stared at it for,
like,
a little while.
I just stare at it.
I'm still
the guy next to Steiner, like, I can't tell. Like, I really can't, like, the guy to the far right, he's just, like, English. They look kind of funny. But, like, the one between Steiner, who, okay, has, like, his little hair thing going. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think even metalheads would be ashamed of that guy.
No. But the guy, okay, so this guy, like, I don't know. Can you tell me that that's a guy?
I mean, he's wearing a suit.
Okay.
I think one funny thing when someone noticed was Steiner is like, what, 5-6 inches taller than this girl, but his hair still goes down farther.
His hair is taller than she is.
Oh, man. It's too good. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen on Board 8.
Isn't that how the people in Avatar have sex? Like, do you think they're having sex in this picture by their hair touching each other like that? God. I'm sorry if I spoiled Avatar for anybody.
The 16-year-olds, man, they're a little alluring. I'm not going to lie. I'd do
it. Yeah, the blonde one's kind of, if you look at her long enough, it's kind of like a yeah look. At first, they're just kind of like leaning in for a smile, but if you stare at them long enough...
Oh, they definitely have like the...
Come hither.
...getting dick tonight look.
Yeah.
Now, if you also... Amber's like, marriage!
Amber...
If you look at it from a certain angle also, she it has, can look like that... Do you see that second chick from the left? It looks like she might be putting her hand on the bride, if you look at it just ooh. Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Also, is it worth... No, I don't think... Either of them have like particularly stable jobs, or like like jobs that actually make money. I'm pretty sure they don't.
As long as they don't have little drug babies, they should be okay.
I mean, they just do pot.
Yeah, but I mean, they sit around, smoke pot, get pregnant, not have a job. That's dangerous. She's gonna have to be a prostitute
with her friends.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh, as much as I wanted to stare at this picture all day, I guess we gotta move on. Dude, there's like a spell under this picture. I just want to stare at it. I can't stop staring. It's too many
things you could talk about. Like, I'm not even done, but we gotta go.
I know. It's like,
is this a church?
So much you can talk about right now. Yeah.
It looks like a church.
You know what's the weirdest thing about this picture to me is like all these kids so easily look like under 20 to me. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's like a bunch of kids like just got together and got like a fake priest and like put on a wedding. You know.
Yeah, for you know, maybe it's like it could have been a prom except for the girl in the wedding dress.
Yeah. Dude, wow, that's such a good point. Like, yeah, like, is this a prom picture?
Yeah.
And after the fake wedding, we'll be doing a production of Our Town.
And then we're making a porno.
Based on Our Town. Oh, God. Worst porno ever.
You have to have, like, a hilarious pun, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that rhymes with town.
Yeah,
that's porn.
Our Town. Yeah, that's a tough one to make that's why no one's made a porno off Our Town, because there's no...
Because
there's
nobody like, even...
Of the, hard Town.
You can't do, like, Lord of the Cock, you know? Like, you need, like, something good. You need a good title.
The cock players present Our Town and the company.
Little Dick on the Prairie.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
You put up this cat of worms.
Uh-oh. I think I know what the fad's going to be for the rest
of
the show.
Poke the hot ass.
The sound of blowjobs.
Sarah, spread and tall.
A streetcar named Anal.
Clockwork dick sucking.
What?
Clockwork orange.
Dick sucking
so
doesn't
bad.
Suck. Dick sucking doesn't rhyme with orange.
Clockwork orange.
That doesn't make sense.
Palmer and
why would
Punny.
They make that?
Palmer and Punny at the ghetto. Dick sucking.
Somebody's got something on his mind.
Dick sucking. Okay, Ed's interview topics have semi-started, I guess.
I did three.
got three interviews that had, right?
I got three. Next one is going to be Ruggiero, because I promised him he would go after you.
What? Just break your promise. He's not even popular.
Eh, whatever.
What is he going to do? Anti-vote you in a user contest? You already won User of the Year, man.
I keep my promises, Icehawk.
Have Neon be next.
We could talk about my favorite movie, Fried Green Dick Sucking.
Oh, God.
It's only my second favorite.
Okay, Ed, so you've interviewed three people. Who were those three people?
You, Ulti, and Tom.
So rank the interviews.
In terms of what?
Like how good you thought they were.
In terms of like the questions I asked or the responses I got?
Just the conversation, man.
All right. I feel like I asked the best questions with Ulti.
What did you think of the Ulti interview? I didn't read it.
It's on the wiki. I asked him like, you know, just because he has like so much stuff to draw from.
You know. Yeah, you can like ask him if it's an act or not.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I touched on that. I touched on like, you know, possible misogyny and, you know, stuff like that and the trolling days. And, you know, there was a lot to go off of.
And if it was really 192.
Yeah, that was one of the questions. And it was like 197, actually.
Oh, my.
And then you, I'd say, because you and I have a really good rapport.
Oh, God, what are you... good. Don't get in my butt already. Jeez, man.
Already? More like the Serious Dick Sucking Podcast. Because a serious board needs serious dick sucking. And okay. The Tom interview wasn't bad at all, but I think I had more to go off of with the other two interviews just because like I knew you and Ulti a little better, and I did a little more prep work, I guess, with the questions. So.
Despicable semen.
A few good semen.
Sex Toy Story 3.
Watch semen.
The last cockbender.
Are you just looking at like what's currently playing now?
The dick sucking.
Incumption.
The dick sucking saga Eclipse.
That's accurate.
Yo, I go over to my grandma's today. I'm talking to my stepmom, and she's like, Eric, have you ever heard of Twilight? I'm like, yeah, why? And she's like, well, your dad and I really got into them. And I was like, oh my god.
So then he came out and he was like dressed as a vampire and just started fucking in front of you.
to the tune of Savage.
It was Ed personally remaking Savage as they did it.
Yes.
He just sees them like going at it. He's like, Savage.
Savage. This is way too savage. You know, my favorite band is Savage Garden.
Oh, no. My favorite wrestler is Randy Macho Man Savage.
Savage.
That's how I told Ed's grandparents.
Okay, so there's a new club/click on the board. I call it Club Success. Get it? Get it?
What?
I get it. I see what you did there. That was a good one.
Thanks, man. All right, anyway, the list of users in the topic is Cess, Vlado, Ulti, Relo, Shine, Sephiroth G, Exla, Swift, Freak, not Freak, Freak.
Freak.
Rusty, Ryoko, Commodore, Lox, and me.
It's funny because it's like suck cess. Because you can suck.
Yeah, okay. Wigs.
Cess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Get it.
AID said he tried ignoring all these people for like a whole week and it was bad. So out of these users that are in Cess's little club, who are the ones that you should be kicked out because they're not deserving? Let's just go through them one by one. Cess, I'd say he's deserving. Agree? Yeah.
Kick him out because he made the topic.
It's his club.
What are the criteria for this club existing? It's
being the best on the board.
You gotta be Cess.
You gotta have loaned Cess an account at one point.
Oh, I did load him up, Dan Hawk. I did. Yeah,
that's why you're in the club. Rusty's in the club.
Cess wanted an account for me. I was like, all I have is Chester the puppy. I can't do Chester. I can't let you kill Chester. Cess posting under Chester the puppy would have been classic, though.
Yeah.
Vlado, I'd actually say, kind of deserves to be on there just because he does make the board more interesting. Like, same with Ulti, even if they're idiots. Like, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say the most undeserving is Freak.
Yeah.
Followed by Shine. Followed by Exa. Followed by Swift.
I don't know about those three, but,
Shine's dumb.
Yeah, but he's so, like, you know, like, who he is. Like, he's more...
So
he's one of the more recognizable...
You know who Dark X is.
Well, let's put Dark X at the topper.
Oh, Dark X!
I thought you and Cess were cool, Neon. Why aren't you in the topic title?
Oh, me?
Me? Oh, I think I get lumped...
Doctor Strange!
Damn it all. Neon thinks I died.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Handjob.
I just came back with her Deathly Handjob.
So yeah, Neon, I'm sorry, I missed that. Why aren't you in Club Success?
User of the Year gets to do what he wants.
Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secretions.
Okay. God, they're all gonna... Now it's just all gonna be Harry Potter.
Harry Potter in the Goblet of Cum.
Harry Potter in the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Cock.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Penis.
Classic. Classic.
Harry Potter and the Half Dick.
Oh.
Only half of one. That's all you need. That's all you can handle.
Yeah. I guess.
So it's like the Deathly Handjob movie, part one and part two.
Yeah, the climax. Yeah.
Part one, like, she starts giving him the handjob, and, like, it's not working, and he's trying to think of hot chicks, and then part two, he gets off.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it, God.
And then at the end, he's like, maybe you should have just sucked my dick. The end.
Question mark.
Plus Hedwig dies during the hand job.
Oh no.
The first time he shoots off, boom.
It hits him in the eye. It's a...
Alright. BG Music contest is still going on.
Yeah.
How are the votals holding up, Ed?
They vary. Most of the time it gets around 40 to 45 votes, which is still not bad. It's not like, you know, 60 like we were doing before, 60 or 70, but it's still pretty good. Like, in past years, by this time, it had gotten down to, like, 30 or 25 or something, so I'm glad to see that they're still being consistent.
That's good. Yeah, that's better than I expected, honestly, to keep up that long.
Yeah, me too.
So who are the favorites to win it all right now?
I'm going to list a bunch of names that nobody's going to recognize. I'll just run through them.
Can't you just give, like, four?
Oh, okay. I can do that. I still think Moon Over the Castle is going to win Bracket A.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. Bracket 2... I don't know. Bracket 2 might be that Toho song, Reach for the Moon. Bracket 3 is probably going to be the Nürburgring Suite.
Yes!
Whoever wins that versus the Umin Echo Hope song is going to win. Probably.
Nice.
Because they both had, like, really good round one showings, but I think the suite looked a little more impressive.
That's what we were predicting from the start.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Go ahead.
Oh. I just think that's cool. Oh, okay. Unless you want me to give a movie name. The Cockshank Redemption.
No, you're so fine. I was Harry thinking Potter that in like 20 minutes.
The Philosopher's Bone. Yes.
And the
Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Dick.
That was too bad. No. Gonna have to, Wings is in timeout.
Oh.
Oh my god. And then bracket D is still too early. So.
Yeah.
We're only like.
Nine. How many of those are one seeds?
One. That's the sweet.
Cast, is that? Oh.
One,
yeah, because I remember earlier on, like, everyone was kind of like, oh, this one seed's okay, but, like, this five seed is much better.
Yeah. The seeding doesn't really mean that much. It's just for making, okay, you know, the brackets.
I mean, you figure the difference for seeding, the difference is between, like, one nomination extra can get you, like, up five seeds,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So.
It's not Star Wars Episode 5, The Cockpire Strikes Back.
The Empire strikes crack.
Darth Vader, I have struck your crack. I penetrated the crack.
Napoleon blowjob might.
Oh my god, Wings are so bad at this.
Oh god. Okay. Rap battle is going on.
Yes.
We have two participants, Ed and Wiggs. Let's talk about the one thing everyone's talking about with the rap battles. A million topics on the front page. Who would win in a rap battle? You know? How do you guys feel?
It's like Mercs, right? Who would win in a battle? Now it's Who would win in a rap battle.
Do you guys think it's been a bit much sometimes with the front page as participants?
No, because I enjoy doing
it. Unbiased opinion, Neon.
No, because I don't care about anything.
Thank God Dan's here to give his name.
Nihilist Reaper.
Wigs.
Well, biggest problem is that Cokes always like bumps them all at the exact same time. So that's why you always see them, you know, all at the exact same time.
I think he's starting to improve on that.
Yeah, like I think he got inspiration from the movie Transformers 2, The Rise of Mike Johnson.
I like how Neon has the most words for sexual things. Really helps out.
That reminds me of that one time in One Flew Over the Cock's Nest.
That's terrible.
Nest. Oh, that's a good one. Shut up. Fuck you.
V for vagina.
I just want to do this all day. Like, first I just wanted to look at Steiner's picture all day. Now I just want to look at movie titles and make them sexual innuendos. Let's just make a topic right now and see what people come up with during the show. What should the topic title be? The Cockshank Redemption?
Like perverse, like porn pervert titles, movie title or something.
E.T. the Extra Testicle.
There's three testicles.
Who can live with this many testicles?
Oh, I would feel uncomfortable.
You would just bruise
them. One of them I would mistake for my penis all the time. Why? I don't know.
It's a rather long testicle.
Give me
testy
another one.
Driver.
Neon, give me one of your best cock ones. I'm not gonna tell people what to do. I'm just gonna post a couple and see if they catch on.
Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell movie, A League of Their Blown.
Neon.
Pulp Addiction.
Fuck. No. What was it like? Do like Harry the hand job Harry one? Potter Harry Potter and the.
Harry Potter.
I already did the order, the penis.
Yes.
Let's see how long it takes for this topic to get moderated.
Yeah, that's gone. I love that, though. That's what
Raiders,
that was.
Oh, like, this is a good one. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Give me something for Ark.
Dick.
I was hoping for a rhyme.
Hey, did we talk about the lightning strikes topic before, like in a previous podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been so long, I don't remember.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Cock.
Eternal Sunshine of the Cockless Mind.
I guess we can do that.
Rata Bloomy.
You know, I had a feeling before this started, this was going to be one of those podcasts.
Oh, cock is a band. Oh, because it's in the topic title.
Just say suck instead.
No, I need a more appropriate one for the topic title.
Sex Toy Story.
Okay, Sex Toy Story 3.
Etch.
All right, let's see what the board comes up with. We will check back as the podcast goes on. All right. So the rap battles. Yeah, I think I haven't noticed that happen. I think Cokes has improved on that. But so you guys think the rap battle is a cool thing and it's not lame?
Yeah, but that's because I'm in it.
How do you feel about when AID ranked the rap battlers and Kurt and Relo went and blew themselves for like 50 posts about it and like trying to argue about who's the best internet rapper? You think that ruins your cred, Ed?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading a topic. What'd you ask me?
When people like Kurt and Relo argue about who's the best internet rapper for like 100 posts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
does
like
that ruin your cred?
No. It's like anything, you know, you're gonna rank and compare and, you know, take notes and try and out-talk the other person, you know, it's like stuff like this where it's like a competition, you know, it involves a lot of like trash talking and stuff like that, so I don't mind that. I don't really participate in it, but I don't mind it.
Your cred is dead, Ed.
I personally think I suck at these.
Are you trying to rap now? I suck.
I'm gonna rap. Why don't you go watch some Better Off Ted? Because your cred's dead, Ed. You like it up the butt?
What?
You're probably a mutt.
Maybe you
Ed,
should.
Do you want to read one of your raps?
What?
Cigarettes also.
No,
mutt.
I don't. You asked me this.
Please rap one of your raps for us.
No, I don't. I'm not going to.
I'll do it.
You can do it if you want. It'd be funny.
Wigs, do it. Do this one. The you had to specify. Can't fly. Do that one.
Wait, that's not one of mine.
Oh,
no,
you
don't
do
read that.
Yours?
That one's one of Ed's. I can do one of Ed's.
Read the second one of mine. If you're gonna do the Menji one.
You one. Okay. Let's see.
No, this is gonna be terrible. Don't do it. Taking it back. Taking it back instead.
It's not a good idea.
King Dong. Titanic. Brilliant, Neon. Brilliant.
It's gonna be me here.
Neon's gonna really get this going.